There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we thank you, our fine listeners of 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, the patriotic blowtorch of the valley, covering western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, KLTC Dickinson and KTGO Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, and Williston. Tomorrow we will be live from the North Dakota Economic Development Association meeting. And Mayor Seminary, you'll be speaking there as well, as I understand.
I will. They've given me about 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard they might let you go a minute if it's really good, the 30 seconds. So, but that's contingent on the first 30.
That's correct.
Yeah, all right.
That's correct.
Anyway, we'll be there tomorrow over at the Radisson Hotel, interested in finding out what's happening in the way of economic development all across the state of North Dakota. And then on Thursday, we are going to be at the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Conference. As a matter of fact, so we have a busy week and we're looking forward to it. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And by the way, if you're not a member, you ought to be. And it's not just about farming and ranching. I mean, they help folks in every area of the economy and the schools, the roads, the works. North Dakota Farm Bureau doing good work on your behalf. And also, even if you just want to be selfish and save a couple of bucks, be a member. Because for $50, your family's in, and you can save on your next vehicle purchase, cell phone plans, hotel accommodations, appliances, I mean everything. So check that out at ndfb.org. Before we're done today, we also are going to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. So we do that, too, on Tuesdays on the program. We are at Peacock Alley, downtown Bismarck today, and we are doing a talk radio town hall event. We love getting these out, and today it's with Bismarck Mayor Mike Seminary. Now, before the break, we had a question from Calvin a little bit about the legislative session. Calvin, where are you? Where'd Calvin go? Okay. Did you want to summarize it all, Calvin?
I can summarize it real quick. I mean, the legislative session just ended. And there were a number of bills that directly related to communities, the cities. In particular, the one that we had watched closely was 1176, which was the infrastructure bill that defined non-oil producing hub cities, which provided some infrastructure funding to Bismarck Mandan. So in particular, that one. But then also just in general, thoughts on the session and then what are the issues you see going forward into the next session?
Thanks, Calvin. Before I answer that, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring this up. This morning during my run, I noticed, as is everybody else is noticing, the incredible amount of damage done primarily to trees, and obviously some residential infrastructure and other were damaged by the storm. But I noticed the boulevard after boulevard after boulevard of trees that are sitting there. And what most people who drive into our town might not realize, those are going to be picked up by the people that work for the city of Bismarck. When we have a storm like that, the people that sometimes we take for granted, we forget about them, do a remarkable job of making sure we get back to whole. Additionally, on the park and rec side, those people are working overtime to make sure that they're ready for the largest amateur softball tournament in the world. Over 400 teams, I think, are coming this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday to the capital city to play some softball. And we need to tip our hats and thank all of them for doing that.
That small little softball tournament?
Softball tournament. Yeah. It brings the horses and the beer to town. And we love the McQuaids for that because they do so many things for a nonprofit organization. That's why that thing got started.
Yeah, it's a
remarkable
deal. It really is.
The legislature, you know, the city commission was very supportive of making sure that the surge bill got passed, that it helped our friends out in the oil patch because they have great needs when it comes to infrastructure. We benefited from that somewhere around the area, $1.5, $1.7 million, whatever it is, per year over the next biennium. After that, the list that we put out and let people know about, some of it didn't get addressed the way that we would really like, and some of those items we will bring back. We're already talking to legislators now about what the city needs, and I'm going to go back to one of the big asks that we asked of them. We need relief when it comes to vehicular traffic in the capital city. We have some very significant bottlenecks that are a result of the growth that we're experiencing, the limitations that we have when it comes to delivering that. We're going to literally ask the DOT to change their model so that we can accommodate what we need. That they're projecting that we need 12, 14, 15 years from now. We really need that transportation infrastructure now. We'll find ways to fund it. We've had people come in and talk about ways to, well, they were on the air with you talking about public-private partnerships, ways to fund infrastructure and just get it done quicker, which helps save money. So the legislature did a great job. One of the things about being in the capital city that we all must recognize, we're not at the legislature with our hand out, and I don't mean that in any demeaning way, like a number of other cities. And the reason is it's here. Every other is here. So as a result, there are significant improvements or benefits to the city of Bismarck because it's here. It's the capital. There are a lot of employees here. We get that. But we also have some very specific needs, and we're going to bring them back. Because we at the commission table, along with Kelvin and others, said this is important to the city. And thanks for the question, Kelvin.
Another question from an emailer says, what are the things that you are looking to spend tax dollars on that are honestly needs versus wants? And what makes them a need instead of a want?
What makes them a need instead of a want?
So kind of a two-part question. What are you looking to spend tax dollars on that are honestly needs versus wants? And what makes them a need?
Well, I'll get right to the heart of that matter. In our budget, I may have to look to Commissioner Grossman. If I'm not mistaken, close to 60% of what we will spend this coming budget cycle is what we call public safety. About 60% of our general fund goes to public safety. That's not a want. That's a need. And one could argue that we could spend a lot more. And Commissioner Grossman does a wonderful job in this time of year to make sure that we balance that well, the needs and the wants and the amount of money that we have or anticipate that we're going to bring in. But again, if 60% of your budget is public safety, and if you look in the paper in any significant city in the state of North Dakota, almost every day you see that the reason why we spend so much money on public safety, if a place isn't safe, who wants to come there? And that's where most of the, well, 60% of it goes.
Questions, welcome, excuse me, by the way, from our audience at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, and also here at the Peacock Alley. I got a frog in my throat. Calvin, so you better take over.
I'll take over for you, Scott, no problem. I have another question here from the audience from Mr. Bill Daniel.
Hello, Bill.
Hi.
Go ahead with your question for the mayor.
Mr. Mayor, there seems to be a lot of misinformation being circulated and published about tax increment financing projects here in Bismarck, TIF. Could you give us a little summary on how they really work?
Thanks, Bill, for the question. You know, first of all, TIF, tax increment financing, is a tool that is made available to cities for economic development that the state legislature has authorized, I don't even know how long ago. And Bismarck is not the only city that uses them. They're you know, I think Fargo has three or four or five different TIF districts. And the TIF that is, as of late, being discussed with frequency in Bismarck is in relation to a project that a developer and a group of local investors want to bring to the commission table called Five South. It's about making significant changes to the footprint in downtown. And going back to Jerry's question, a lot of that has to do with retaining and attracting talent, because young people find downtown community life to their liking. That's where they want to spend a lot of time, including my daughter who lives in another community.
Five South development, maybe just for folks that are not familiar with it, kind of explain it, then we'll get back to the TIF thing. What would it be?
It is mixed use. It is housing. It is potentially a hotel. There are parking structures. There are public improvements that serve the public good and the public use. And as somewhere in terms of the total build-out over time, according to the investors and the developer, that's going to be north of $300 million.
Is this the one that potentially would hold a University of Mary facility as well?
That's an add-on to that. Yeah, they're going to be in the same footprint. The board at the University of Mary have indicated that they want a campus presence for their medical sciences in downtown because obviously it would serve Stanford and CHI St. A's well. And they have somewhere in the area of $7 million price tag on the investment that they want to make in downtown Bismarck, according to their board, what their board has approved. So long story short, that's the project. It hasn't come before the city commission yet. But to answer Bill's question, if I could explain TIF this way, the way I like to explain it, this is a project-specific TIF. In that area currently, we generate about $50,000 of property taxes, $50,000. That's split four ways, city, county, park, and schools, four ways. This project, should it come to the city commission and be approved over time, that would go to about $1 million a year. They're taking a piece of land, and they're going to make those kind of investments and improvements.
And the argument from critics is they do it anyway. They do it anyway. They don't need any help from you to do that, which, of course, you know, is a horse cart deal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you know? You don't know. And right now you're getting $50,000, and you could get $1 million, so you're gonna probably put a little skin in the game to make it happen, right?
I say this, but for the TIF, it probably doesn't happen.
Right, okay.
Because I've been here 30 years, almost nothing has happened there.
Well, that's a good point, how long it's been. Sure. So we'll talk more about that when we get on the other side of the break. Let Mike finish his answer. We're live at the Peacock Alley. It's a Talk Radio Town Hall event. Don't go away.
If you're a mineral rights owner and want to know what the future holds, then you need to attend the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter for their annual convention June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot. Hear from the biggest names in North Dakota on oil and gas. Hear from the experts on title curative issues, regulatory updates, information on mineral appraisals, and so much more. The biggest names in the industry will be in Minot June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. You do not want to miss this opportunity to join fellow royalty owners in learning the very latest on this booming industry. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557, or go online to naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org. June 25th and 26th in Minot.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
More than 800 soy-based products have been developed since 1990, many with your checkoff support. Last year, manufacturers added 33 more, including five bestsellers. The Samsung Galaxy S5 box and manual are printed with soy ink, which eliminates the use of 30 tons of petroleum solvent each year. New Green Soya NAF-ULEF particle board uses soy-based resin with no formaldehyde, enabling you to breathe easier. Plastic composites by Premix, made with a soy-based thermoset resin, may soon reduce the weight of planes, cars, and farm equipment. Foam Products Corporation developed Echo Silencer, an acoustical underlayment for laminate and wood floor installations, and Dacon Graffiti Begon Gel removes the toughest stains from masonry surfaces. For information about the many commercial uses of soybeans, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
And we are back. One more segment with Bismarck Mayor Mike Seminary. And we'll visit with some of the folks here one-on-one. So stop by if you want to say hello. We're at the Peacock Alley, the historic Peacock Alley in downtown Bismarck. And doing a talk radio town hall, which has been great fun today. Really has. Really enjoy doing these. We're brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache today. And the Apache sprayers, starting to see a few sprayers now. It's getting to be that time, you know. You start saying, what are we out there? What are we fighting? You know, it's always something. And a whole lot of rain means you're going to be a need for spraying out there. And, of course, as wet as it's been, the nice thing about that Apache sprayer is you have one, you're in the field when your neighbors aren't. Simple as that, all right? They got that light footprint to them, and they really are amazing. Great warranty, too. And if you want a new one, no interest financing, 36 months. You want a used one? No interest financing for 36 months, either way. And they are moving some units right now. They are dealing. So get on into High Plains Apache. They have the ET Ag Center with 50,000 parts, everything in the application industry you can imagine on hand as well. HighPlainsApache.com, or right across from the Bonanza, if you're really hungry, in Mandan. And then also, of course, exit 60 south of Fargo Frontier. Did we answer everything you wanted to say on the tax increment financing question, the TIF, as they say, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I think I'd add one more thing. So, but for the TIF, the odds are a project like that doesn't take place. And if it takes place, what happens, and I think this is somewhat misleading on the parts of some, is that we don't take anything away from anybody. That $50,000 still goes to exactly where it was going, and then that new money that's created, they're really kind of taxing themselves, goes into the public improvements, and for whatever time frame, whether it's 10, 15, 20, 25 years, that they use that TIF when that's over, it's project specific, that money goes into the same place as the $50,000. It's split four ways. That new $1 million goes to those four entities.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And, you know, it's again, it makes sense. And if you hate the idea, don't blame your local mayor or city commission, because the mechanism is something that the state legislature, in their wisdom, has said should be a tool to use for the cities, right?
Exactly.
That's where it's come from. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So if you're a developer and you're putting in a ton of money into a particular project and you're trying to get the thing to pencil out, it's something you know is available, and you're going to put it on the sheet. And to your point, in this case of this development generating 50 grand now, and you see something on the map that could generate $1 million, why wouldn't you want to use that tool?
Scott, that's a great point. It's the developer that brings the idea to the body. In this case, it's the Bismarck City Commission. We've had other people say, hey, could I use a TIF? If you look at it, say, this one, it's not going to work for you because there isn't enough public improvement to justify that step. So we don't propose it. The developer comes and here's the idea. What do you think? Can it work?
I understand tonight there is a contentious issue on the agenda on the City Commission having to do with the Eagle Crest neighborhood, which would be North Bismarck, an area where there's a request for a housing development in an area zoned for housing that is opposed by neighbors who have different kinds of houses. Is that right?
Pretty much. That's pretty much right.
All right. And so when somebody says, we want to build a home here, and it's zoned for a home, are you able to say, if Planning and Zoning said yes, is the City Commission able to say no?
Yes and no. One of the things that developers need is we have one in the room, they need predictability. They need dependability from two bodies, the planning and zoning, or three, the department heads and the staff, the planning and zoning, and then the city commission. And in this case, what happened is, in fact, two cases tonight. The two different developers came before the planning and zoning after going through the development. Planning and zoning kicked it back and said, hey, rethink that a little bit, tweak it. In both cases, they both did. After a variety of input, they came back to planning and zoning. They got a unanimous thumbs up. And now both are in front of the city commission tonight, and we'll have to make a decision. And in both cases, there, as is many times anymore, Scott, when there's new development in a neighborhood where you've been living, people have concerns, and they express them. And that's the beauty of public hearing and public info meetings, that mic is open, just like this one here. People get to come up and express their feelings, whether they're supportive or not. The developer puts their best pitch on. The community development group says what happens at planning and zoning and why they made the decision, and then we have to make a decision at the commission table.
Does the argument, okay, that'd be fine in somebody else's backyard, but not in mine. The classic NIMBY, does that argument play well with you?
There's a thing called exclusionary zoning that every elected policymaking board has to be very careful of.
Right. For that very reason.
Yes. NIMBY, not my backyard.
You made a bunch of noise because you don't want it in your backyard, but you're okay with it going somewhere else.
You know, that happens.
All right.
It happens.
Another question from our audience.
Yeah, you know, Scott, one of the cool things about North Dakota right now is that we have so many new people moving here. In fact, I'm not going to make them talk, but we have two. A new business owner here this morning that just moved from Minneapolis.
And, with a coffee shop.
With a coffee shop.
What's the coffee shop?
It is Cafe Aroma.
Cafe Aroma.
And,
a free plug right
they've
there.
They've had it for about 2 weeks now.
It's downtown.
2 weeks now, yeah.
Cool.
And then a young man who's moved back from Washington, D.C. To be here. And so, it as you know, as you look at North Dakota, it is a really exciting time to be here. But obviously, as North Dakotans, we can always maybe do a better job, and we had a question about that.
Cool.
Sure. Thank you, Kelvin. One of the things that's obvious to many of us who have been here all our lives is how much our community has changed. I graduated from high school in 2001, which puts me a little bit younger than a lot of the people in this room. And when I was in high school, people were talking about the brain drain. People were talking about the people our age going to Minneapolis and going to Denver and going to other areas that seemed more exciting. It has been really great to move back here and see the vibrance of downtown, to hear about the 5 South Project and some of the things that those people are putting forward. I'm also a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board, and a few months back we had a meeting at Mason Electric here in town, and they brought 5 or 6 people that are new transplants to the community, and the thing that came up over and over again is there's nothing to do here. We go to Fargo, we go to Minneapolis, and I looked at Kelvin, our chamber executive, and I said, how do we get better at promoting ourselves as a community? Because this is a wonderful place to raise a family. There are amenities. We've got the Missouri River. There's a wonderful education system here. So I guess my question for the mayor would be, what are some tools that you think we need to use as a community to talk about all the wonderful things that are happening here?
Got a minute.
Well, thanks for the question, Chad. And both of you are right. Bismarck's changing significantly. We have a lot of people coming back and a lot of new people moving into the community. It's all about community engagement, finding out what people want, what you can do, what you can afford to do. And we're at a point in our culture where experiential is probably the theme. And so people are looking for a variety of experiences that makes their life more complete. And I can tell this as mayor. I think, by and large, the community is doing a masterful job of providing a whole bunch of it. And as we grow and get more input, entrepreneurs will find ways to deliver it. It can't always be government. So a lot of those activities have to be put in place by entrepreneurs. And we have a startup community of young entrepreneurs, back to Jerry's point, that's starting to make those kind of things happen. And I think we're at the best point in time in the history of Bismarck right now.
Great stuff. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
We'll do this again. Yeah, appreciate it all. Thank you all very much. Enjoyed it. Live from the Peacock Alley, downtown Bismarck. That's Coffee with the Kramer. I did it again. Coffee with the mayor. More after this. Don't go away.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
What do you want? Should I get the menu and do a little takeout for you, Todd? Bring something back to the studio for you. I did have bacon already. Did I tell you that? Did I spill the beans and tell you that I ate bacon? I can't remember. Manny, did I? Todd stepped away.
But I think you did, yeah.
You'll have to answer for me. Yeah, did
I'm insanely jealous, too, as well.
Are you really? Well, you're a long ways away, so I can't can't help you out on the takeout today. But I'm in Bismarck, so I can bring Todd some takeout. So we'll get his orders before we're done here on the program. We have some calls that came in on a number of different topics, including the Northern Lights. I guess the Northern Lights were out big time last night. Did anybody see them? That's what I understand.
Only all over social media, but apart from that, no.
Yeah, that's I think where I saw it, too. I saw some pretty good pictures, too. And if it happened on social media, it must have happened, right? Come on. Must have. So I don't know. Anyway, roll that call that came in about the Northern Lights there, Todd. When you're ready. And
you were calling in regards to topics. One that would have been very topical for today, Tuesday, would have been last night's light show, the Aurora Borealis. 65% of the sky from the northern horizon going south was covered with the northern lights. It's a rare phenomenon. It was that major. You could have had a university professor on for 10, 15 minutes talking about why there was a solar flare off the sun on Sunday and explained and a little bit about last night's display and also the fact that it's going to be tonight. That would have been a very topical topic. Instead of all his taxes and Kramer and Hyde Camp and so forth, do something that's happening right now. Thank you.
All right. I think we just did. And it's a fine suggestion, as a matter of fact. We're always, in fact, we start every program with a very simple question. What's on your mind?
On your mind, yeah.
And in your case, that was on your mind. Now, your call came in a little bit late for the first part of the show, but we got you in before the end of the show. But that's why we ask every single day right here on the program, because we don't want to talk about what, you know.
It's not called What's on Scott and Todd's Mind.
No. Yeah.
It would be a pretty short show if it weren't.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, you'd have to carry it. Well, you are carrying it.
I would welcome, if anybody wants to call and actually let me know, you know, what they saw. And maybe describe it. The best thing I heard in that whole call is that he's saying it's going to happen again tonight. So I'll pay better attention. I was out. I was working late backyard till well after dark last night. But I didn't care. Did they crank up a little later on, or did you see them, Todd?
I did not. But
I don't know what time they were.
The question too is the weather going to be conducive to seeing it? And last night was probably the night between, you know, tonight maybe a little bit cloudy and stormy. Last night, not so much the case. So last night was a great night for it.
Perfect, huh? Anyway, pretty cool. And I just this morning saw some things of people posting pictures. But you know what? They never do it justice. They really do. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, sometimes they do. I think
there's something to be said for actually seeing it in person and just staring at it like up
but,
the sky.
But the Northern Lights photos I've seen are just like kind of look like some green scratchy lines on a dark sky. It doesn't really. I don't go, oh, look at that, you know. So it doesn't really do it for me there. But there are times. Have you got Facebook up there, Todd?
Yeah.
So go to my Facebook page, which is just Facebook Scott Hedlund, if you will.
Right, right.
And you see the photo that I changed my profile to.
I just clicked away from it. Hang on just a second. There.
So I put photo up a couple of weeks ago on a trip to Watford City. And
very nice.
I said at the time I was embarrassed because I've been to and from Watford City literally hundreds of times. And I had never taken in the north unit of Teddy Roosevelt Park. And I did that day. And is that the cover photo or is that the profile photo? I always
cover photo.
Okay, so that's the landscape.
Profile's the little picture you cover is the big picture of whatever you're putting up.
So I put that picture up after being in the park, and it received the most likes of anything I've ever put on Facebook ever. I happen to believe it's the best view in North Dakota, without question. But you know what? As much as I like looking at that photo, it doesn't do standing there taking that all in justice at all. Now, I'm going to give you one exception to that. If you scroll down to Sunday, I was driving. It was kind of a crazy weekend, so we went to the lake in shifts, right? Alex was there first on, I don't know, whenever. And Haley and I came up, and Hannah was in Bismarck for a conference, so Maria came later. So we literally had three vehicles at the lake, okay, driving. And Haley, who's our youngest daughter, she's kind of the adventurous one in the family. We were up at Ada, Minnesota. And Ada, Minnesota has this little thing right outside of town, like some towns do, where they have the town name written in flowers right outside the town. You've seen that before.
Aww.
Like Mandan does with the rocks or whatever, right? So they did the flowers thing. So she wanted to stop there, and it's not that picturesque, to tell you the truth. But when we pulled over on the road to go check out the flowers, she takes her selfie stick, which is kind of her favorite little toy these days, and does a cool little picture of from the road back towards the sky.
That is a cool picture.
Now, I have to tell you, when she took the picture, I thought, what are you doing? I don't get it. It's dumb. You know, you're taking a picture of a road. It isn't going to be. But when I saw the picture, I'm like, that's unbelievable. So sometimes the picture actually is even a little better than the actual scene. But check that out. It was June 21st.
You have a budding photographer there.
Isn't that something? It's kind of a cool picture. And
it's a good shot.
Yeah, it's a picture of the stripe, you know, the yellow stripe in the middle of the highway, and then you see the highway, and then there's green on each side of the road, and then there's this beautiful sky. And when I saw it, I put it up and said, isn't our sky magnificent? I mean, these are things we take for granted here. You know, I really think we do. Dean in Bismarck wants to talk about the Northern Lights. What's on your mind? Dean, you're next on the program.
Hey, talking about pictures, you know, with the Northern Lights, when you take a picture of the Northern Lights, a whole lot more color shows up than what your eye sees with your eye and then what's on the picture.
So you're saying the picture is better than what you're actually watching?
Oh, a lot more. Yep. The other day, this lady was on TV about taking pictures, and she does a lot of the Northern Lights, and she was showing a difference when you look at it and then when you take a picture of it. The colors are just unbelievable. I'm like, you see more with the picture.
Well, if you have any good pictures of the Northern Lights last night, send them to us, because then more people will watch them tonight.
I did not know that you were out at all last night. I was out late, too, last night, till 11 o'clock, whatever, and I didn't see nothing. And we live north on 83, so we're out in the dark somewhat.
I was out till 11, I mean, in the backyard, messing around with stuff till 11, and head on the pillow at midnight, but I wish I would have known, but judging by Northern Lights photos on social media, it's no secret today.
So did they say what time, or was it late when they seen them?
Well, I saw the photos this morning.
Okay.
Of other folks. Todd, I don't know about you. Did you watch him last night? Did you see him popping up last night? I didn't either. I didn't see him until this morning.
Saw him popping up in social media is where I saw him popping up. I don't know if that counts or not. But.
All right, okay.
But you know what? These are things that we ought to just spend a little time. So I know the caller was chastising us a little bit, but in all seriousness, you know, I'm all for that. Just, you know, taking time to smell the donuts. Or is it the roses?
Donuts.
You gotta,
you're
you
sounding
know.
More like me every day. The donuts.
All right, who else wants to get in here? You got any other callers that we haven't gotten to yet that have been waiting to chime in on other issues here today?
We can go.
You got an idea for some hosts there, guys? Good morning.
Okay. Yeah.
How about a round robin on mayors? Let's go around the state. Williston, Minot, Watford City, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Fargo, Wahpeton, Harrington. Yeah, something like that. Thanks. Have a good day.
That's an idea.
That's a fine suggestion. We will actually tomorrow do a version of that. It won't be with mayors, but we're going to be broadcasting from the Economic Development North Dakota Conference. And I chatted with Keith Lund, who is the vice president of the Grand Forks Regional Economic Development Corporation, but president of the Economic Development Association of North Dakota earlier. Brian Ritter, for instance, is the same in Bismarck. And they invited us to come over there and broadcast. So we're going to go there. And during the program, we have a talk radio town hall with Congressman Kramer tomorrow. But during the program, we're going to just do a little bit of kind of go around the state and tell us what we need to know about what's happening in the communities. But I like your idea on the mayors. That's a fine idea. It really is. So thank you for that. We asked earlier for some suggestions on who you would like us to invite to participate in talk radio town hall events like we did today with Mayor Mike in Bismarck and we do with Congressman Kramer, because we want to do that with other folks at any level. And we do a version of that with the Highway Patrol and our trooper talk, right? And Game and Fish is really accessible and come on. Those are, you know, similar talk radio town halls. So. But if you have any other suggestions, let us know. We appreciate it. Chris in Linton, North Dakota. What's on your mind? You there, Chris? Hi, Chris. Go ahead.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I went to work this morning at 4 o'clock, and you could see the Northern Lights beautiful this morning. They disappeared with the sunlight. So, I mean, if you don't see them late at night, set your alarm early in the morning, you'll see them then.
Was it pretty cool? Did you take a picture?
I didn't take a picture, no, but it was pretty neat to see. I know my son, he's been wanting to see him for years. I spaced out, I guess, while I was driving north, and I seen him, and I'm like, oh, I should almost call and wake him up. But it's a beautiful thing to see if you get a chance to look at it. Yeah.
4 a.m., what kind of work do you do? That's an early hour to leave for work.
Drive truck.
I like driving early in the morning, though. Do you?
Yes, I do, because you can go through Bismarck and not have to deal with all the traffic.
I was talking to a buddy earlier today who was heading from Bismarck to Minot. He takes 1804 just to get the view. And I was happy with the sun coming up in my rearview mirror today on the way into town, but that sounded pretty cool, too. These are things we just need to do. You know, life's busy and fast-paced, and, you know.
That Bismarck to Linton drive on 1804 is marvelous.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Do it a
lot. Stop and enjoy the view, that's what I say.
Yeah, darn right, Chris. It's good advice. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Brought to you today in part by our friends at Secure Energy Future Coalition. That's right. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future online at secureenergyfuture.org is their website. And here's the bottom line. I'm a plain talker. You know that if you listen to this program. There's a war on coal. This is an industry that needs our support. These are great jobs in North Dakota. And quite honestly, even if you're not connected to the industry in the way of a job, you're connected where every time you turn the switch on to have reliable energy and affordable energy. And so the Coalition for Secure Energy Future is all about enhancing that, preserving it, and protecting it, and making sure that we have that diverse set of energy resources and that coal is part of an all-of-the-above strategy. You know, nobody's saying only coal. They're saying, hey, coal ought to be in the mix because, again, back to the war on coal, there's people who want nothing to do with coal. They want it done. That's the war in the industry. Look at the regulation. If you check out that website, you can find out what the regulation that's been proposed would cost you every month in your power bill. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Great resource. SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, we're going to find out what's on the lines of farmers and ranchers and continue with more What's on Your Mind after a short timeout.
Utah, we listen.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
$4 buys you a great meal at a PetroServe USA location near you. Just look for the red, white, and blue. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields and giving you a great deal. A $4 meal, four items for $4. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies of your choice, four items for $4. And by the way, the breakfast pizzas are fantastic. So start your day at a PetroServe USA near you. And when you're there, stock up on great savings. Grab-and-go specials include giant seeds, $1.39 each. The big cans of Pringles, $1.29 each. Deli Express Jumbo Glazed Honey Buns, $1.29. And the Mega Pastrami and Swiss Cheese Sandwich, only $2.79. Plus, if you have a sweet tooth like me, you'll love the new Hershey Caramel Bar. Get them for only 69 cents or Salted Nut Rolls, two for $1. At a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? Thanks to the North Dakota Farm Bureau, we get to find out each and every Tuesday on the program, our Ag Day. Dana, a farmer from Enderlin, wants to tell us a little bit about her role as a woman on the farm. Dana?
Being a woman in agriculture today offers endless opportunities. Each woman's role can be different, but we are all valuable assets to agriculture's livelihood. Many times women in agriculture juggle the traditional role of being the household manager, along with a variety of other duties that can range from bookkeeper to equipment operator. As the wife and mom on our farm, I enjoy the diverse roles agriculture has provided to me. I'm able to contribute to our business and live a balanced family life. I appreciate the learning opportunities that each season brings. Now more than ever, women are important to modern family farms and the future of agriculture.
Thanks, Dana. Find out what's on the lines of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, our final segment for a Tuesday edition of the What's on Your Mind. Last chance to get your questions, comments in on What's on Your Mind. Looks like, according to this emailer, who got up at 3 a.m., drove 5 miles north of Fargo to see the Northern Lights, it was a bust because they only signed with their initials here, so I don't know if it's he or she, but they write, "What a disappointment," all in capitals, which means they're shouting. What a disappointment! On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd rate them a 2 at best, mostly a 1. Sorry, but I've seen much better. Like the June evening a few years ago when the Northern Lights were bright neon red. Now, that was something. Last night's show was extremely disappointing. So now we have a debate on the program.
Well, about, get your money back then.
Yeah, I don't. We have somebody calling saying, how could you talk about anything but the Northern Lights last night? And then you have somebody talking about how horrible it was.
I've seen so many people raging about it on social media. It couldn't have been that bad. And I suppose individual results may vary. But
yeah, it maybe depends on where you were looking. I don't know.
No.
Anyway, how about this? Why don't you call us and be the tiebreaker at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One other call we then got to that was critical of me or who or what? Or
well, I'll let people judge for themselves.
Scott, okay. Yeah. Why is it you GOP elites are so down on conservatives? You're constantly attacking and belittling us, but yet you expect us to blindly vote for anybody with an R behind their name. How about you folks try wooing your conservative base instead of constantly attacking it?
Ooh. Okay, I'm really confused, unless I've just been dropped on my head somewhere along the way and I'm familiar with it. So what was said today, I think it says Scott, you and other conservatives. I'm going to just take for my part because I don't
Scott.
Know what else he's talking about.
Yeah, he does
Scott.
Say.
Scott.
Yeah. And then he says, and you, Scott, you and, right? One more time.
Scott, why is it you GOP elites are so down on conservatives?
Okay. So
hey, you're a GOP elite, at least.
Yeah, I mean, now that's
good to know, isn't it? I mean,
that's obviously news.
Put that in your
GOP
business cards and stuff, and your email signature and stuff. Scott Hennon, GOP elite.
Yeah, no, what Scott Hennon is a talk show host, okay? first and foremost, that's the talk show host, and a guy that...
Are you going to be your, like, 15th or 20th or whatever Republican presidential candidate there for 2016?
No.
You're a GOP elite now.
So I don't think I qualify as a GOP elite, first of all. Number two, did I in any way, even remotely, Manny, you and Todd, please answer this. Did I attack anyone today for not being conservative enough?
If you did, I totally missed it, which... isn't out of the realm of possibility, but I...
Okay, Todd says no, Manny, you? Manny, you? Manny's busy.
Yeah.
Todd was busy earlier. These guys had multiple duties. Anyway, so I'm not sure what the deal was. But
if you had spent that much time attacking, I would have been paying attention.
Yeah, that's what Todd's there for.
I'm like, ooh.
You ever seen that game Whack-A-Mole? That's Todd. Todd has the whack handle thing. You know,
Well, plus it would be just a little bit of a surprise. Ooh, Scott's attacking a conservative. Well,
that's the sound effect we need, yeah. Forget the crickets. Let's get that whack-a-mole sound out there.
Dog bites man, not news. Man bites dog news. You know, it's the old adage.
Manny, did I attack anyone on the program today, especially conservatives? Because I've been busy.
It's like if MSNBC goes and starts attacking liberals, then it's going to go viral.
It didn't sound like it to me.
Okay, all right. Well, we've cleared all that.
Or, you know, for that matter, Megyn Kelly of Fox News attacking conservatives, that has made news, has made the front page of Variety and some other places. But
The listener has clarified by email, Scott, early on in the show, you made a comment disparaging the conservatives. The comment was something to the effect of a pox on all your houses and it included conservatives. Okay.
This is the same guy that always says we don't want him on the show and then we play his calls?
Yeah. But anyway, for the caller, you are wrong, sadly. I did make a comment disparaging conservatives. What I said was paraphrasing my view of the electorate, that a lot of people are cynical towards Republicans and Democrats alike for not understanding they serve the public and to be among the unwashed and take their questions. And I was saying more need to do it at every level. I don't know how that's an attack on conservatives. So
here, I got a way to end the show on a much different note that you were not expecting. I'll guarantee you were not expecting this. But it is breaking news. Don Featherstone, dead at 79. Do you know who Don Featherstone is? He's the creator of the pink flamingo lawn ornament.
Oh, poor Don. Yes. Everybody get your pink flamingos out.
I bet you didn't know who created it.
In honor of him, I want to see pink flamingos everywhere. All right, we're out of time, folks. God bless you. Thank you for listening to What's
On Your Mind. It's ending on a different tone. You have to admit that.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.